hc.org. That's mm-hmm. Family Promise, HC as in HunterdonCounty.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see a Box City link on the front page if you want to jump right into how to register and donate. You click that logo.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can go to events and you'll see Box City there. You can read some more about it. You can download a flyer. You can even click on a gallery from photos from last year's event and see what it looks like. Because sometimes when people are new to it, they can't really envision what what's like to sleep in a box.
No.
And it's kind of cool to see those images.
No. I think it ties in well, as you said before. The fundraiser ties together very well with the solution to the problem that you're trying to achieve. And sounds like it's an experience beyond experiences. And if anybody could definitely attribute that, it would be Susan Lax, who just came in here. And
she comes back every year. As do most people. I have to say, most of the people who participate, if they're available, will come back. There's a testament to the fact that it is fun. It is impactful. It's really a great way to spend your time.
Neat. All right. Appreciate it as always, Colleen. Thank you so much.
I'm
going to wish you the best of luck. And we'll get back with you again. You're going to be back here again when we have the Leadership Hunterdon class come back and talk about all their different their experiences and their white paper that they put together.
Almost done. Almost done.
You guys were supposed to be done like 18 days ago, aren't you?
Well.
I know. I went through the same thing.
I feel my pain.
I feel your pain. All right. Very good. Have a great time, and thanks for coming on by again, and knock 'em dead.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. That is Colleen Dewar, and she is part of Family Promise and Box City. Vince Arlino says, never say I should have. Hey, go and check out the website and go and get your box and enjoy it. It's an experience beyond experiences. I got to admit, I am intrigued. I am seriously intrigued. Might have to find the air mattress, though.
Because
I can't even sleep in a hotel bed, so I need the air mattress. It's Vincent Arlino, never say I should have for the day. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, different place. I'll be broadcasting remotely. Modern Design is up next with Richard Scuderi. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com.
Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Waco, Texas say no mistake was made when three bikers from Sunday's shootout were released from custody.
Within the confines of the law, they had a right to bond. They made that bond and got released.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton said the judge has since revoked their bonds and reissued warrants. All three suspects have been arrested and are back in custody. Nine bikers died and 18 more were injured in the shooting at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco over the weekend.
Iran's supreme leader says the country won't allow any inspections of its military bases or interviews with its nuclear scientists. Today's announcement by the official state news agency could set back international efforts for an agreement to keep Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Wild weather is blowing into parts of the central U.S. today. Forecasters are warning of possible life-threatening flooding. The major areas of concern are in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. This coming after a tornado-riddled swath of portions of North Texas early last evening. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at
got stiffed by NFL star Richard Sherman. A company called Sidekick Wheels claims Sherman offered 54 hoverboards in Seattle Seahawks colors and got a discount for mentioning the hoverboards on social media. Sidekick says Sherman never got paid for anything and never mentioned the company online. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy,
Chamber Radio weather, it's 44 degrees in Flemington, clear skies, no chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday. It is March 8, 2016. And the weather forecast from Weather Underground says sun and clouds mixed. A near record high temperatures, a high of down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trail. My job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on, you know, though, because over the wire, we're not over there. We're the only 24-hour. Talk Internet Radio Station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County. Well, this is called Aqua. That's the band. The song is Barbie Girl. Barbie Girl, and we'll find out about that in a little bit, but it has to do with celebrations and observances for the week and the day, and today is Barbie Day. There you go. Everybody has an opinion about the Barbie Mattel product, no doubt about it. Is it good for kids? Is it not good for kids? Should it Should kids or boys play with dolls? Should girls play with dolls? The whole gamut. But Barbie itself has always been in the crosshairs because they claim if you take Barbie and make her into the standards of a normal human, she would be completely out of proportion and thus messing up the perspective of girls and their body image. So,
got stiffed by NFL star Richard Sherman. A company called Sidekick Wheels claims Sherman offered 54 hoverboards in Seattle Seahawks colors and got a discount for mentioning the hoverboards on social media. Sidekick says Sherman never got paid for anything and never mentioned the company online. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy,
Chamber Radio weather, it's 44 degrees in Flemington, clear skies, no chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday. It is March 8, 2016, and the weather forecast from Weather Underground says sun and clouds mixed, a near record high temperatures, a high of, down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. My job to get you out and about every day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on, you know, though, because over the wire, we're not over there, we're the only 24-hour. Talk in a radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we are all about Hunterdon County. This is called Aqua. That's the band. The song is Barbie Girl, and we'll find out about that in a little bit, but it has to do with celebrations and observances for the week and the day, and today is Barbie Day. There you go. Everybody has an opinion about the Barbie Mattel product, no doubt about it. Is it good for kids? Is it not good for kids? Should kids or boys play with dolls? Should girls play with dolls? The whole gamut. But Barbie itself has always been in the crosshairs because they claim if you take Barbie and make her into the standards of a normal human, she would be completely out of proportion and thus messing up the perspective of girls and their body image. So, coming out with a different line, are they, Mattel, now, to combat a little bit of that. Alright, that's that. Let's move on to traffic, find out what's going on. Maybe Barbie and Ken might be caught in a little bit of traffic jam. Let's find out what's going on. HRTTM.com sends me my alerts. It's 8:11. And you can get them too. Just register with them. You'll get them on your smartphone as an email. We have some congestion on 78 eastbound in Tewksbury. It's over at Kenwood 523, Oldwick Road, Tewksbury. Delays due to volume. That's the normal commute problem. Sun glare, sun visors, and sunglasses are necessary, that type of thing. All right, so if you're commuting eastbound, you might have a slowdown. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature
her performances following last month's death of her longtime husband and manager, Renee Angelio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices. Plus, special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, USA Radio News had an exclusive interview with Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer. Your senior correspondent, Jason Wirt.
During a wide-ranging discussion of issues, Israeli Ambassador to the United States Ron Dermer brought up a surprising aspect of the Israeli economy that largely goes unreported.
In 2014, 10% of the global investment in cybersecurity was to Israel, 10%. Now, Israel is a country of 8 million people, so we're one-tenth of 1% of the world's population, and yet we accounted in 2014 for 10% of the investment in cybersecurity. That sounds like a pretty big number, right? Israel's punching 100 times above its weight. But guess what? In 2015, Israel accounted for 20% of investment.
Dermer told me Israel will continue to strive to be a world leader on technology. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, I'm Jason Wirt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
You can say a couple in Washington State started their marriage on a very high note.
A plane full of passengers looked on as Christy made her way down a very different aisle. The mid-flight wedding was a special favor to the bride's mom, who's fighting stage 4 cancer.
My mother's the world to me. Anything to make my mom happy.
Christy, who is a flight attendant, and Jim Larson wed from 35,000 feet in the air.
It's been really overwhelming, but really exciting, and I'm glad that we were able to share love and joy with people and really touch people and make their flight a really fun experience.
I'm Tammy Rose.
A New York City surgeon says prayer in the operating room can help the healing process.
It's a bit unusual for a patient to ask to pray with the surgical team when doctors have already scrubbed in. But Dr. Larry Sheman, a head and neck surgeon at New York Presbyterian Hospital, says when it happens, he's all for it.
I think it is unrealized how important it can be because it's comforting for the patient.
Dr. Sheman says prayer before surgery can be almost as beneficial as wearing compression stockings or being wrapped in a warming blanket.
They're happy because they're not alone in their illness or in their surgical endeavor.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Starbucks customers are not happy about the company's upcoming change to their rewards program. It will change to rewarding based on the amount of money they spend. Some Twitter users have even said they'll switch coffee brands if the new rewards program is enforced. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I have a guest in studio today. His name is Scott Harrington. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I sort of hesitated there. It's Scott Harrington. It's a very regal-sounding name. We're going to talk a lot today about home fashions, but we're going to start by talking about the weather, and let's see what the National Weather Service has in store for us today. All I know is that my umbrella broke this morning, so I'm not a happy camper. Okay, according to the National Weather Service, it's currently 41 degrees with a light rain, fog, mist. Today it's going to be 100% chance of rain and fog in areas with a high of 56, so it will be warm. Tonight there's it says a 60 to 100% chance of heavy rain showers and showers likely with a low of 49. Be careful tonight. On Thursday there's a 20% chance of cloudiness and then slight showers. It'll be breezy with a high of 51. Thursday night, 20% chance of slight showers, and it says no rain with a low of 30, so it's going to go down tomorrow night. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny, then breezy with a high of 37. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 22. I'm seeing cold temperatures again, folks. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 29. Don't like that. And then finally, it is on Sunday. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51, which sounds more reasonable, don't you think, Scott?
Yes.
Do you like the warmer weather better?
Always like the warmer weather.
Absolutely. So for our listeners, why don't you tell us a little about yourself and what you do and share with us.
I've been in the interior design business as a manufacturer's rep for about 18 years. I basically sell fabrics, furniture, and wall covering to interior designers.
Wonderful. So you're not to the public, you're to the trade.
I am to the trade only.
Right.
So I don't do anything with the retail end. I just deal with sell to the retailers themselves.
So how did you get started in this whole field?
My mom is a designer.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Is she still working?
She is semi-retired, but she pretty much did it my whole life growing up. I used to actually go down to the marketplace on Mondays, which was a day off. I used to be a golf pro.
Okay.
And Mondays were my day off, so I used to go down there and coordinate fabrics for her, and that's kind of how I got started in the business. But my whole family's in the business.
Did you get in the business, though, because there was the feeling that that's what you should do or what you were familiar with, or did you have a love for it, or did you grow to have a love for it?
No, I mean, I love the as far as decorating and things like that with fabrics and all, I enjoy it. I love the nicer fabrics and the furniture and all that, and I think that when you have them in your home and you come home from work and all, it's nice to come home to a place that's, you know, more welcoming and things like that.
I agree. And I think a lot of design is mostly about psychology. It's about having a place of comfort, a place of beauty, and making you feel good. I think that's what interior design is all about. So when you were growing up, did you grow up in a house that was sort of that you had a genuflect in front of the sofa? I talk about how people live then and how people live now. And in the house that I grew up in, it was very formal. So the formal rooms had doors on them and you didn't touch them. So it's so funny now that when I'm doing interior design, when I'll go into a young family's house, and typically it's a young family, and when I get hired, the wife will typically say, I want my living room to be child-friendly, and I want to, like, scream. I'm like, no, children aren't supposed to be in the living room. That's an adult room. Did you grow up that way or not really?
We pretty much used every room in the house for the most part.
Oh, you
we
did?
We didn't really have a set living room. We did and we didn't. So we used it, but not as much as we would use the family rooms, just like today.
Right.
So, but we did use it when we had, like, parties and things like that.
Do you think that the way people live now is a lot more casual? Because I personally do. I see not only in the fact that I'm taking a lot of people that purchase homes that were built in the 30s, 40s, 50s that had the living room as the biggest room and turning it into another room, but in also the fabrics and the furniture I'm seeing, it just becomes increasingly more casual, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's much more simple today.
Why is that so?
I think with being more simple, it's easier to change things. As years before, there was a lot of prints, and you do see prints coming back today.
Right.
But you'd see prints on drapes, you'd see prints on upholstery.
Right.
And there's more, you have to change that, where today they do a lot more solids.
Right.
And draperies and that's upholstery.
That's a very good point. And one of the things that I always tell people, I think there are rules change all the time, and I'm breaking my rules down the road when styles change a little bit. But there are some things that are, I think, standard that I've always done. And one of the things that I always say to people is, when you purchase a sofa, don't buy a patterned sofa. If you want to have a sofa with texture but not pattern, because you're really trapped in that. And one of the projects that I was working on last night was taking a sofa that had a beautiful pattern from the 1990s and now covering that sofa at a hefty expense in a neutral fabric that has texture, and then being able to be more versatile with pillows and what you do. Is that sort of a rule that you think just generally applies?
Yes, I think that it's easier to use textures and solids on upholstery, and then change, maybe use prints on pillows or accents,
right,
or maybe an accent chair or things like that, because it's easier to change down the road.
Now, you say you represent fabric.
Yes.
And then furniture.
Yes.
Let's start with fabric. So the line that you've been repping for is
Robert Allen.
Yes. Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with the Robert Allen name. I think it's pretty much out there multiply.
Yes, I agree.
What are you seeing in fabrics, you know, when you go to the shows or when you, with the buying? Are there trends that you're seeing? Because I to me, very strongly in fabric. First of all, I love fabric. I think fabric's inspiring. Do you ever go to just a fabric store and you see them on rolls? It makes you want to do a project.
Oh, yeah,
think?
I agree.
Because you can pull your colors from fabrics. And I often say to people, when I do a lot of paint consultations, I have a painting company and I do a lot of paint consultations, I say, get an inspiration fabric, and then we can pull the colors out of the fabric and make it work. I just think fabric is it's the base. It's the beauty that's created.
Oh, I agree. It can warm a room up so much.
Right.
You know, as far you know, being a fabric rep, we get new lines. You know, with Robert Allen, I get lines 3-4 times a year.
Right.
So that's what I look forward to, is getting to see what the new trends are and what the colors are and things like that. So I enjoy that. Every time we get a box, you know, I get to open it and we go through it. And my wife's actually also in this, and my brother is also in this business. So, you know, it's nice to get all the different fabrics and see the different companies and what they see as the trends and things like that.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed when I go to purchase fabrics, like, let's say I find something that I really particularly like, just arbitrarily I say, I find a navy blue geometric pattern, and I see it in Robert Allen. Often I see that the other mills also carry that same, or at least that same looking fabric. How is that? If you own a fabric, if Robert Allen has a fabric that's theirs, how do other companies have that same fabric, or what looks like to be that same fabric?
Well, and sometimes they can be the same fabric.
They can actually be the same fabric?
So basically the way the fabrics work is there are fabrics that are open line, which means multi-companies can buy that same fabric from a mill.
Okay.
And then there's exclusive fabrics that are made just for that company. So Robert Allen has Robert Allen exclusive fabrics, which would be those colors are exclusive to Robert Allen. That pattern is exclusive.
So is that something that they pay for? Is it trademarked? How does that work?
They would pay more for that fabric. Like Robert Allen would pay more for it.
Okay.
And but every consumer would pay more for it because you're buying exclusive.
So
and you're buying a better grade fabric.
Right.
You know.
So everything, to boil it down, everything starts from the mills, I guess.
Yes.
Are the mills located all over the country or outside the country? Or
yeah, all over the world.
Right.
So
are most of the mills from out of the country?
It depends.
I don't mean just for Robert Allen, but I mean in general in the industry.
It depends on the company themselves.
Okay.
Most of the upholstery fabrics from Robert Allen are actually from the United States.
Are they from the South mostly?
They're mainly from the South. Some are from the North. There's one in New Jersey. There's a print mill actually in New Jersey.
Oh, really? A lot of Southern companies, because I ordered fabric yesterday and I got a, you know, thank you, darling, you know, when I ordered the fabric, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, most of the fabric companies stock everything in South Carolina or North Carolina. That's where we ship from.
Right.
So, but the inspiration comes from the design team for each company. Each company usually has a design team in house, and the inspiration comes from that.
Right.
And then they go to the mills to source it.
Are there a lot of mills? I mean, are there just? I mean, manufacturing in general is not what it used to be. It seems that we've become a society that pushes paper and so on, as opposed to creating things. Are there as many mills now as there were years ago?
No,
that's what
not.
I would think.
No, there's a few big ones in the United States, and then there obviously there's some in China or India or England, and you know they're spread out throughout the whole world.
I don't want me to give away too much trade information, but what are some of the names of the bigger mills? Can you tell?
I don't even have access to that. So.
Would you say more are overseas or more in China or in Asia or more in the United States?
It's a mix. It's a mix. You see more with like embroideries. You'll see more from India because they do all the hand sewing and things like that.
Oh, so it's sort of specialized.
Yes. Because each mill has their specialty.
Right. And we're seeing a lot of embroidered things now or the look of embroidery, whether it's actually embroidery or not.
Yeah, the embroideries have come almost taken over for the prints. You see that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of simplicity.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Scott, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones.
hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Henry County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
We are back in studio with our guest today, Scott Harrington. He represents Robert Allen, has for quite a while now, and we're talking all things fabric. So I'm going to open our phone lines if any of you'd like to call in today. Phone lines are open. You can ask Scott or I a question. The phone number here in studio is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, so we were talking about, before we had some commercial messages, we were talking about fabric and how fabric can be an inspiration. People feel differently about that. Some people say, and they'll come to me, they say, okay, I really want to do my walls in, you know, this beautiful shade of gray. Should I start with the paint palette and then go to fabric, or should I go to fabric and then do the paint color? What do you think? And this is a matter – all design is really a matter of personal taste and interpretation. But that being said, you've done this for a long time, and you see that. So what would you say?
Basically, what I see for the most part and what I would do is I would start with the fabric. And then choose the paint color to go with that fabric.
Yeah.
And then kind of branch off with coordinates from there is basically what I would do.
Right. Because, you know, a lot of times it's a whole palette there. So maybe you'll have navy and you'll have gray and you'll have an off-white. And you can sort of build your whole palette with your trim color and your wall color and accessorizing just upon one fabric.
Yes.
Tell me when you – so the mills offer, I guess, to everybody in the trade, they offer a variety of fabrics. How does a company select what's going to – you know, what they're going to purchase? What goes into – you know, again, my listeners are always hungry for, and myself as a designer, what's next? Because you always want to be on top and what's next. How do they decide what they're going to buy and what they're going to pass on?
I mean, it's the design team inside that decides that.
Okay.
They more look at the fashion and inspirations and things like that as far as where they want to look for the next best thing and things like that as far as color or pattern or...
Do they go to things like women's fashion and what's out there? Do they go to, like, the Pantone charts? Is there any, like, indicators when buyers go seasons ahead to sort of say, okay, you know what? Navy blue geometrics are going to be really hot. They're not hot now, but they're going to be hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's more just a personal – for the designers in-house, it's more just a personal thing as far as looking at fashion or fashion magazines or going to – they go to the Maison in France and they get inspiration from there.
Right.
But clothing has a lot to do with it
right.
as far as trends into home fashions. Usually that's ahead of the home fashions. And then the home
I was going to ask you in terms of time, does that sort of trickle down? So if you see sort of key features on beautiful clothing, they might be interpreted eventually into home fabrics?
Yeah, and I think you do see that because you'll see with clothing, they've got more patterns in them in the last couple of years, and you're seeing more fabrics with patterns.
Patterns, yes, absolutely.
So it's more leads from clothing into design.
It's interesting. When I look for inspiration, sometimes I'm a big walker, and I like to walk a lot. So in the wintertime when I can't even get to the gym or whatever, I always carry some sneakers with me, and I'll just walk around. I'll go to a mall or any large enclosed space, and I notice there is a commonality, and maybe it's also because the stores are sort of lending themselves to what they do in their decoration, but there is a commonality with what I see in both men and women's apparel and then what I see in home fashions. There definitely is a correlation.
Yeah, there definitely is a carryover from that.
Would you say there's a time, like a, when someone, if you're buying for the current season for 2016, do they buy like a year in advance?
Yeah, they're about a year ahead. So this is 2016. So they're already, that's pretty much a done thing.
Right.
So they're already working on 2017.
Oh, now so, I'm going to really pick your brain.
So will they make, you know, as far as 2016, will they make changes as a year? I'm sure they do make changes as far as that. But most of the stuff is done the year before.
So I would say, and certainly you would know better than I do, but I order fabric every day. I do window treatments. I do upholstery. And, you know, people are always looking for fabric for whatever, window seats, dining room chair cushions, whatever. I would say what I'm seeing trending, is a lot of, again, geometrics. I'm seeing a lot of geometric prints.
See a lot of embroideries.
Embroidery is very popular right now. But can I go back to embroidery? Yeah. The embroidery is not really true embroidery, a lot of it. It's sort of machine done.
Some of it's machine done. Some of it's hand sewn. It just depends on, you know, each fabric. Each fabric is different.
Texture. I'm seeing a lot of texture.
Yeah, a lot of texture.
And fabric. What else are you seeing? What are you seeing in fabric?
I mean, I agree with you in that aspect. You're seeing a lot of textures, a lot of luxurious solids.
Right.
You're seeing a lot of different trends, how solids are being used, if they have sheen or not, less sheen.
Right.
You still see more of a drier look. So, like the linens and things like that, that seems to still be a big trend.
You know what I find? Everyone comes to me and they'll say, and typically probably my clientele is about 80% women and 20% men, but every woman will come to me and say, oh, I want linen drapes. And when I show them true linen, I'm like, oh, I don't want that. They think they want linen, and then they see what linen actually is, and, you know, it's not for everybody, is it?
It's not for everybody. You have to understand what linen is, and that, you know, it is when it's even hanging on draperies or upholstery.
Right.
It's going to have a tendency to wrinkle, and that, but that's the nature of the goods. That's the beauty of
the
goods.
Right, and that's it. That's the beauty of it. So I said, you know what, you really don't. And I personally do like linen, but you have to be used to that. So I would say, again, texture, as you say, texture is very popular. Linens are very popular. Embroidery is very popular.
You see wools coming back a little bit.
Yeah.
But a lot of solids and textures. That seems to be a big trend these days.
I think one of the things you said early on in the broadcast was about things being simpler. And last week my guest was Deborah Blanchard. She has a beautiful store in Chatham, New Jersey called Melly Mellow Home. And she carries Lee and some other lines as well as a beautiful two-story a store, and she carries lots of accessories and everything related to home decor. And she says, she had said last week, in general, things just look simpler. Don't you think that follows through with fabrics as well?
Yeah, I think it's more of a cleaner look.
Why do you think it's going that way?
The business always seems to go through different trends.
Phases.
And yes. So you see a cleaner now, and then 5-10 years down the road, you may see more traditional coming back with antiques and things like that. So it just depends on each client's different. But there's enough out there from everybody where they can fill the need as far as having cleaner lines or doing more traditional or antiques. That's what's great about the business, is there's such a wide variety out there.
You know, but I think with the increase of social media and stuff, people are really, more than ever, I find, when they come to me or I'm consulting with the Riccardi Brothers the 2 days a week that I do that, or in my practice or in my store in Flemington, they really go to social media. They go to places like House and some of these more popular
Instagram and
a lot of these different websites, and they really come in a lot more educated. Don't you think that's sort of to me, the buyers now have more of an idea when they come to a designer or they come to purchase fabric than they ever had before of what they want. So I see more commonality. I would say when I started, 18 years ago, when I started doing this 18 years ago, people would come to me because they just didn't know what they wanted, and they didn't know what was out there. And I would take them out. I would take them out for fabric, and I would educate them, and we would pick something. Now they'll come in and say, okay, I'm doing my kitchen over, and I want to have white shaker cabinets, and I want lots of grays, and I want graphic texture this. And they already have a heads up, and I think a lot of that has to do with being on the internet and seeing what's available to them. It's so much immediate gratification. I think it's the scope of even what I do style-wise for the most part is concentrated into more what's in right now, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think with Houzz and Instagram and designers' websites and everything right. like that, there's so much you can access online today. So it helps educate the consumer on what they are looking for their own home.
And I think that's both a good and a bad thing. I think it's a good thing because people sort of get their appetite wet for doing something or to make changes. But at the same time, I think when I'm consulting, doing color consulting, I'll bring people to the vast wall of bedroom and more paints, and they only look at gray or white. And that's because they've been on – and I'm not bashing Houzz. I have 24 boards on Houzz or these websites, and they become tunnel vision. It's sad because there are many times – that people will come to me and they'll say, I want to use orange, you know, right now, or I want to use lime green, or I want to use like the rich purple that you have on today. And I'm not able to because people are sort of focused on just tunnel vision of, you know, what they see. The reason I say that is because I notice not just with Robert Allen or Brewster or whatever company that's out there. I notice in general, and also with my wallpaper books and everything, I'm noticing that the lines keep getting eliminated, and there's less. Am I wrong to say that there's less?
As far as what do you mean? Well, there's more
inventory or what's out there or variety of what's out there.
Well, as far as Robert Allen, we come out with different color books each season. So, right. For instance, like this spring season, we came out with five new colors, all which was basically called drench color. So it's actually really rich, vibrant fabrics.
Nice. I really like
fall,
Robert Allen fabric.
We did more neutrals.
Right.
So they try to come out with different colors throughout each year.
Right.
To give you that option, too, if you want to use orange or purple or whatever it is. Because I think, you know, everybody wants the gray and all that, but I think the color is what brings the warmth to the rooms.
And I think fabric is the great way to do that. I say to a lot of people, if you want to be on trend and you want to be that's, you know, what's wonderful, we'll pick a nice neutral gray. And grays have sort of changed since the whole the gradation of America. When we first started with gray, grays were much more like blue grays and harsh. Now grays have sort of transitioned to more of a brown gray. We're having a little technical difficulties in the studio. To more of a brown gray or more an earth-based gray. So in terms of paint, people are picking sort of neutral brown-based grays. And what that's good for is then when I work with people's fabric, I'm not going to give you gray on gray on gray. That's when I can throw you a pop of color. So that's when I'm going to say, okay, we're going to go to Robert Allen, and I'm going to pick a wonderful gray and orange pair beautifully together. We're going to pick a beautiful orange fabric or a lime fabric. Lime green or spring or citrus greens with gray are beautiful together. Or navy, which I find being very popular right now. And they work well together, don't you think? A fabric, to me, often is an accent. So it stands to reason, I think, that it would be brighter or more vivid colors.
Yeah, I think the fabrics is, and to me, because I've been in the business for a long time and grew up in it, to me, fabrics are the room. That's what makes the room, the soft textures or the patterns in there. That's what brings the whole room together.
It's sort of the finish, isn't
yes.
it? Isn't it? Definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, we're just about to go to – I have a commercial. We're just going to go to news. And when we come back afterwards, we're going to talk about some of the colors, what you like, what I like, what's out there. And maybe you can give us a little bit of peek about what you think is going to be in for 2017. Okay. I will be back shortly with more – here with Scott with more of Modern Design.
Hi. I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
time. USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We can absolutely define the course of our nation, and we will be at the pinnacle we will decide what kind of nation we're going to have.
Dr. Ben Carson isn't showing any signs of considering dropping out of the race for the White House. In a speech after a disappointing finish in the Nevada Republican caucuses, Carson says he's been in many situations where he was told he didn't have much of a chance. He says he's confident he and his campaign will find a way through the people. Donald Trump was the big winner in Nevada last night. The polls say the GOP frontrunner got support from a lot of angry voters to get a landslide victory in Tuesday's Republican caucuses, adding to his victories in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Trump said he got support from several different groups, including Hispanics, the young, the old, the highly educated, and the poorly educated. At least three people are dead and dozens more injured after tornadoes ripped through the southeast. Damage from deadly twisters has been reported from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
A cluster of bald eagles found dead on a farm in Federalsburg, Maryland, has prompted a federal and state investigation. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Maryland state officials are offering a $10,000 reward for more information. 13 bald eagles were found dead on Saturday. State officials believe the birds were poisoned, but they don't know if it was intentional or an accident.
It's the largest number of dead birds found at one location on a single day that I know of.
A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Lab in Oregon is trying to find out how they died. The bald eagle is off of the federal and state endangered species list, but they are protected under federal law. I'm Tammy Rose.
Turns out the Justice Department wants Apple's help in unlocking at least 9 iPhones in their investigation of criminal cases. A lawyer for Apple says the company is fighting the government's demand in at least 7 of the cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Protests are taking place across the country to support Apple in its fight against the FBI. About a dozen protesters gathered in front of the Apple store on Fifth Avenue in New York to show support for the company in its fight against the FBI. Terry Sheridan reports.
Jackie Sheila braved the wind and the rain to stand with Apple.
Your smartphone is directly connected to not only your social media, but in most of our cases, your bank accounts and other private, your email, you know, your mother's grocery list, whatever it might be. Once a back door exists, it exists and can be used for anybody.
Apple is under a court order to develop software to allow investigators to open the iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino shooters. Those attending the rally say it's a slippery slope, allowing the government access to everyone's data. The protests in 50 cities nationwide were organized by the Boston-based group Fight for the Future. Terry Sheridan, New York.
The IRS is warning Americans about a 400% increase in email scams this tax season. The tax agency says the emails aim to trick people into thinking the messages are official communications from the IRS and companies that provide tax filing assistance. They can go after information about refunds, filing status, confirming personal information, ordering transcripts, and verifying PIN information. The IRS says it's important to be very careful about trusting people and organizations for tax advice. IRS officials also remind people to carefully guard Social Security numbers, along with all other financial and personal information. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design. It's been about a year and a half now that I've been on the air with our program Modern Design and having a lot of fun. Our morning show is all about design, and I usually have a live guest, as I do today, Scott Harrington from Robert Allen. And in the afternoon, join me later this afternoon at 2 o'clock for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, where we do share with the public and social media, and that's sort of fun and more interactive program. So join us later today. Also, want to let you know, at my store, at the Design Room in Flemington, we are having a 20% sale on all decorative accessories, so come check us out. We're 1 U.S. Highway 1, Flemington, New Jersey. And you can reach me at 908-884-0770. Love to meet you. Okay, we are in studio with Scott Harrington from Robert Allen, and we're talking all about fabrics, although we are going to be talking a little bit about furniture towards the end of the hour. But talking about trends, before we went to break, Scott, we were starting talking about fashion trends and color trends, and one of the things that you brought up during when we were in news was about blue and how blue, all shades of blue, are just, they're not going away.
They are not going away. You
right.
see all different shades of blue. You know, blues have came in, I would say, probably about 15 years ago, and it's all different kind of shades of blue.
Blue,
you see
right.
navies, or you see a green blue, or a blue blue,
right.
a purple blue. So you
right.
see all different shades of blue. But I think the trend is still going in that direction where you see the blues, but instead of neutral, now you see the grays with the blues. And
well, you know what? I think the neutral changed. The neutral for a very long time was a tan. It was a tan or a taupe, and that was your neutral, and then you did colors off of that. So you saw the warmer colors. You saw lots of because red and taupe look great. Red and tan look great.
Yep.
Those colors look great with it. Now that your base has changed sort of from tan to gray, grays and blues pair beautifully together, so you're seeing more of a trend for that. I'm working with a couple in Union, New Jersey, and they said they want their accent color to be red. I'm like, red? I don't know if I could even find red anywhere, you know? They were looking for a red iCat fabric, and let me tell you, I don't know if Robert Allen has one, but I had a hard time finding a red iCat. That
we do actually have a couple. We just actually did two red books.
Oh, wow. Maybe so, you can find me.
Which is, you don't see a lot of red out
you
there.
You don't,
anymore.
And it was everything, and I think that's probably why. It'll be back in style again. It's all, you know, it runs in cycles. But because I think gray is the sort of standard base color, I think blue plays well off that, and that's probably why it's so popular. The other thing I tell people about blue is the one color that's flattering to every person. So in other words, if you were a redhead, blue looks great. If you have silver hair, it looks great. If you're African-American, blue looks great. Whatever you – because I think a lot of people – and this is sort of funny because a lot of, again, decorating is an extension of your feelings and your center. A lot of people decorate based upon how they look. I noticed that if someone is a redhead perhaps, they like autumnal colors, olives and soft russets because they look good on them and they want to be in that environment. If someone's a blonde, you see lots of blue because blue goes great if you're a blonde, and so on. So I think blue, think about like navy blue. Is there anybody that doesn't look good in navy blue? It's just a flattering color. And I think blues in general are soft and flattering, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a cooler look. I think but it's also a warm look depending on the shade of blues that you use.
Right.
But I think it's when you walk into home with blue, it's just very comforting.
Exactly. And the other thing I think of is that lately I'm seeing lots of navy. Now, if any of you have been to my store in Flemington, I have a large navy accent wall, and I have a lot of navy pieces and silvers. Number one is because they're in right now, but also I just think that look is very rich. And the one thing about navy blue is has classically been very traditional, very Ralph Lauren. But navy blue now, with some of the wonderful fabrics that we have, the geometrics that we have, can be very modern.
Yeah, you can mix navy blue.
Right.
Navy blue started. You started to see the trend in navy blue in about the last year, maybe 2 years.
Right.
But you can use it in transitional or traditional environments. As far as that, you can add like a Greek key trim to a
right.
navy blue drape, or there's a lot of and. basically, with the, you know, going into furniture a little bit,
right,
is you can do a navy blue velvet on a more transitional frame, which, you know, modernizes it in that aspect.
Exactly. What other colors for accent colors? We know the gray is the base, but what other colors and fabrics are you seeing a lot of besides the blues?
The blue is pretty much the most one that I see stand out. I do see some orange. Not as much red, but we just did some red books, so, you know, hopefully there'll be a more trend in red.
I was so excited that I was going to do something in red, I can't even tell you. I'm like, what's the last time I did red?
You don't see it out there. Lavender, I see some lavender out there.
What about citrus green? I love the combination of gray with, like, citrus green.
Yeah, and you will see that because it also goes great with blue as well. So you can kind of intermix both of them.
I see pops of green is very much trending. And orange, too. Definitely orange.
Yeah, orange is used more as an accent and things like that. But you may see some smaller rooms in orange or pillows in orange. And
let's talk about durability of fabrics. The one thing consistently that people say to me when I start a project is, I have children. I have to make sure that these fabrics are durable. And one of the things that I've noticed about fabrics is they've really done a good job, more so than ever, of being stain resistant, of being durable. And I feel very confident if I'm going to do a banquet in a seating area in a kitchen where there are children or a messy adult such as myself, that you can wipe up things. What has happened in terms of durability in general? Have things gotten better?
Yeah, the fabrics as a whole, because basically they are more weaves and solids and velvets and things like that. So the durability in the fabrics as far as being used for an upholstery are definitely gotten higher as far as that. So you see things that are made, it used to be, the trend used to be 15,000 double rubs. Now it's 30,000 or higher. So you definitely see a trend more in people wanting more durable fabrics. They're going to hold up over the long haul.
Oh, absolutely. What about sun staining? One of the biggest things I see when I go to people's houses is they don't properly treat their windows, so fabric gets sun stained. Is there better protection against fading?
I mean, the only thing as far as the sun would be more your sombrella fabrics that are more geared towards the sun. You know, they give a certain light fastness, meaning that those hold up for a certain amount of hours under the sun.
Right. Now, sombrella is sort of a brand, as we used to say, Xerox was like copying, right, and so on. I'd imagine every company has a sombrella-like or a exterior fabric that can be used for interiors. In fact, I see many young families coming to me and they want to recover their furniture for their living room, for their chairs throughout, and they want to use a sombrella fabric or a fabric that's that has been designed for outside, because they just feel that they're going to get much more protection with that. Well, is that necessarily true or not necessarily?
No, I do see that in the aspect that they want the cleanability. So
right,
with sombrella, it's actually cleanable.
Right.
And the fabrics, as far as sombrella, have come a long way.
Right.
The hand on them is a lot softer.
Right.
They don't feel like plastic. Sombrella used to be more like a plastic.
It was today, terrible, right?
Sometimes you can't tell the difference.
Right.
As far as if it's outdoor or indoor.
Right.
So they've come a long way. But the cleanability aspect of it is a big thing with the sombrella.
No, it's true. I just think a very big trend is people – well, number one, two things happen. One is that outdoor fabrics and furniture got much better.
Yes.
So that was the first phase. And then they got more beautiful. They looked a little bit more like indoor stuff. There was more patterns. There were more textures and so on. Even things like rugs. Like, people want to use outdoor rugs indoor now because they just feel like they're indestructible. And if you have pets or kids or so on, it's easier. So then people started saying, okay, you know what? I like that so much, I can do an indoor. So it sort of has come full circle.
It definitely has. I mean, I can tell you, in my house, in my laundry room, I have an outdoor rug.
Right.
And I can take it out. I can put bleach on it and spray it with a hose, and it's clean.
And people just absolutely love it.
So it makes it a little bit easier, and longevity is a little bit better with it.
In general, and I probably am boiling it down too much, in general, are you safer when you have a synthetic fiber like a polyester or synthetic fiber for durability as opposed to a natural fiber like cotton or linen?
That varies on the weave.
Okay.
So it's not going to matter as far as if it's poly or rayon. Sometimes, like with linen, if it has an accident, it may wrinkle a little bit less if it has a rayon or poly in it. But natural fibers, it just depends on what the fabric is and how tight the weave is as far as durability-wise.
Right. Let's go by application, and then we're going to have to take a little bit more of a station break. if you were doing a sofa, because this comes up most often when I do sofas, what fabrics would you recommend to recover a sofa, and what would you avoid for recovering a sofa? That's a loaded question.
Yeah, that is a loaded question.
I'll tell you from
this is going to be my more personal opinion.
Very much your more personal opinion.
To me, a velvet is the most durable fabric.
Okay. See, now people, to me, velvet is quite beautiful, and if you do like two navy velvet chairs, I mean, gorgeous. But people, to me, still are afraid of velvet because velvet has a two sides to it, and there's a crush look to velvet. So yes. If you go one way with it, you get a look, and then you sort of have that brushed look. So people, to me, for sofas per se, maybe chairs, but for sofas, have not embraced velvet yet, although it is a very durable fabric.
To me, it's besides mohair.
Right.
Velvets are so durable. I have it on all my sofas.
What about chenille?
Chenilles are good. Just depends on the weave as far as the chenille.
Yeah, this is generic. I guess it depends on
the weave. Yeah, anything with chenille, everybody wants the softer, luxurious feel. But I think with chenilles, they're, as far as durability, if you're using a velvet, it's going to be more durable than a chenille most likely.
What about any other fabrics that you would say for a sofa, construction of a sofa, that would be a good choice?
I think any wools are good.
Mm-hmm. And you said wools are back, and I'm seeing more of that.
Yeah, you'll see more wools. I also think, anything with cottons and linens and things like that, you're going to see more of a dry.